Simon & Schuster Audio presents iGen, why today's super connected kids are growing up less rebellious, more tolerant, less happy, and completely unprepared for adulthood, and what that means for the rest of us, by Jean M. Twenge, PhD, read by Madeline Mabee.
Introduction. Who is iGen, and how do we know? When I reach 13-year-old Athena around noon on a summer day, she sounds as if she just woke up. We chat a little about her favorite songs and TV shows, and I ask her what she likes to do with her friends. "We go to the mall," she says. "Do your parents drop you off?" I ask, remembering my own middle school days in the 1980s. When I'd enjoy a few parent-free hours with my friends. "No, I go with my family," she says. "We'll go with my mom and brothers and walk a little behind them. I just have to tell my mom where we're going. I have to check in every hour or every 30 minutes. Hanging out at the mall with your mom around isn't the only difference in teens' social lives these days. Athena and her friends at her middle school in Houston, Texas, communicate using their phones more than they see each other in person. Their favorite medium is Snapchat, a smartphone app that allows users to send pictures that quickly disappear. They particularly like Snapchat's dog filter, which inserts a cartoonish dog nose and ears on people's heads as they snap photos.